Well, happy anniversary, everybody. It's our fifth anniversary. Is that incredible? How time has flown. And what an awesome group of people this is that we have here. You know, our musicians that come here travel around to different churches, and I can't tell you how many of them comment about what an amazing place this is, what an awesome group of people this is, and how different it is than other centers and churches. And I know last time Rick was with us, he said, you know, I just want to pick up this congregation and take them back to my home church with me. And last week, we had Debbie Wheeler singing with us, and she has been in this movement, I think, since the 80s. And she was talking to our practitioner, David Conant, after church, and she said, you know, I have been everywhere in this movement, and there is something really special about this place. You can feel it when you come in. And so we're actually celebrating that today, too, as we celebrate this anniversary, because the thing is, we have created that together. It's taken all of us collectively to create that energy in what we have here. And so the title of my talk today is It Takes a Village, because it takes a village to create this. And I think that that's something special that people talk about when they come here and that they feel. I think a big part of that is actually based in or comes from our mission statement. I think it comes from the fact that we are all committed to and focused on bringing the presence of the divine into this world in a real way. Committed to bringing the presence of love and of peace and of good into this world all the time. And I think that is a big part of what people are feeling when they come here. I think people come here and they feel cared for, and I think they feel loved. I think they feel seen and they feel accepted. People feel as if they belong and as if they matter because they do. They matter to us. And so one of those very basic human needs that every single one of us has is to give and to receive, to see the good in the world and in people. We have a need to love. We have a need to give of ourselves. And we also have a need to be loved, to be seen, and to belong. In fact, that belonging is such a basic human need that there have been times throughout history where to be cast out of society or banished from your society was one of the greatest punishments that would be meted out to people. And that was used during Greek and Roman times, but it's also been used in China and Russia and England and even in colonial America to cast people out of society. Well, what we have here is the exact opposite of that. What we have here is an embracing and a bringing in. We have a sense of people come here and they feel seen. We belong in this community and we feel as if we've come home. And so Starhawk, who is a columnist for the Washington Post, he has been named one of the 100 most influential people. He says, we are all longing to go home to some place we've never been, a place half remembered and half envisioned that we only catch a glimpse of from time to time. He speaks of community. He says, somewhere there are people, community, somewhere there are people to whom we can speak with passion without having the words catch in our throats. Somewhere a circle of hands will open to receive us. Eyes will light up as we enter. Voices will celebrate with us whenever we come into our own power. Community means strength that joins our strength to do the work that needs to be done. Arms to hold us when we falter. A circle of healing, a circle of friends, someplace where we can be free. That is what we have here. That is what we are doing here. we are that circle of hands that embrace each other and uplift each other and receive each other. And I know that you feel that every time you walk in the door, from the greeter who is outside that welcomes you to people welcoming you when you come in the room and feeling embraced. And I know that is why you all love that saying hello to each other so much. Eyes light up. You are welcomed back home. People are happy to see you and happy to embrace you. And in addition, as we see each other, we celebrate each other's wins. We celebrate each other's growth. We celebrate each other stepping into our greater yet to be and our power and whatever it is that we are working on and discovering. And so one of those human needs that we have also is to expand and to grow and to become more and to unfold the untapped potential that we have within ourselves. Because that is the nature of life, to unfold and evolve. And so when we do that, we are participating in the nature of life. So that's our nature, to unfold like that. And so we do that here. We learn how to unfold ourselves, how to evolve and how to grow. We do that here, and we do that through classes, in part by learning principles that we can use to make our lives better. And then we go home and we practice those principles and see how they work in our lives and how they support us so that our lives are better. And we are able to come here when we are having a struggle in our lives and to get support. To get support from practitioners, to get support from our friends, to get support from the energy of here, of people seeing that potential within us, seeing that good and knowing that infinite potential is right where we are. So they don't hold us in victimhood. They invite something greater to come forward while having compassion for us in the struggle. We come here and get that support to move through struggles. We get to share our wins and our growth, and we get to acknowledge and celebrate them, which reaffirms them for us, makes them more solid and more real and a foundation to stand on and to continue to practice those things. And so in class this week, one of the exercises that we did was to have people think of a challenging situation that they are experiencing in their life right now, and then to write about what it is that their ego self wants to do about that, how their ego self wants to handle it. And they did journaling for that for 5 minutes, and then they did journaling of how does your divine self want to handle this? What does your divine self want to do with this? And everyone had insights about the balance of those two things, about when to employ your spirit and when it's best to have a combination or just come from one or the other. And I had students this week tell me, you know what, I had something else come up in my life this week, and I asked myself that, and I acted differently than I would have had I not had that question. So we gain tools like that to get to practice, and then we share them with each other and share our wins, which helps us continue to do those kinds of behaviors. And so when we come here, we have this sense of coming home. We have this sense of coming home, I think, because our spirit is invited to come forward. Our spirit is invited to come forward and to shine its light. And I know that oftentimes when new people come here, for the first weeks or sometimes months, they cry when they come here. They cry while they're sitting there listening to the talk. And I think that's because of that sense of home. I think we've had this sense of being homesick. And I don't know if it's our spirit homesick to come into the world or if it's the other part of ourself homesick to feel our spirit and this coming together that happens here. But I know that for all of us, I think there's a sense of relief. There's a sense of coming home to ourselves. There's a sense of this split sometimes that we live in the world, and that split is resolved and comes back so that we are a whole person again. I think that part of that crying is because we are so grateful to be integrated again and to have our spirit acknowledged and to allow it to come forward and lead the way in our life and to be in our life. Because the problem is, when we are out there in that world, it is such a fast-moving world, and it is a world where the ego is the thing that is valued. It is a world of competitiveness and competition. That competition shows up as needing to be better than the other guy in order to win the prize or get the job or get the apartment or get the girl or the title or the apartment or the big paycheck. We're competing against other people all the time. And because of that, other people then become the opposition. And sometimes they become the enemy. And our ego lives from that perspective while we're out there in the world. And you know what? That perspective is certainly not an incubator to create unity and to create harmony. But our spirit comes from unity and harmony, so it longs to be in a place where it can come forward and do that. So we live in this world where the ego is the thing that thrives because that's the way the world is set up. And what happens then sometimes is our spirit kind of recedes into the shadows and it doesn't have much of a voice out there. But when we come here in this place that feels safe, our spirit gets to come forward. Because most of the time, oftentimes, it doesn't feel safe out there. Think just about driving on the freeway. There's this competitiveness, and you have to be on the defensive, and you have to be watching, and that is takes your ego to drive your car. Your spirit doesn't very often get to come out and be the lead. And so what happens is we don't feel safe to have our spirit come forward until we create this safe harbor within ourselves, this safe harbor that is created out of communion with our own spirit, that is created out of communion with our spirit and the divine, that is created out of being here in community where it's a safe place to practice that and to try that. And out of that communion with ourself and our own divinity, we create that, but that's a whole nother talk. But we, fortunately for all of us, it's a byproduct to begin to create that place of safety within us from being here together. Deepak Chopra says, when we are in touch with our universal self, we empower others by allowing them to be themselves. This means we react to people without preconditions and preconceptions. We accept people for who they are and do not force them to conform to our needs or our expectations. In doing so, we empower others to express their full potential as well. We stand in our wholeness and invite that to come forward in other people. It allows their growth and their flourishing. And so in addition to that, we also have that need to give, like I said. We have a need to share of ourselves, to share our love, to help and to assist and to be a contribution and to make a difference. Some of you probably heard my prayer partner came and spoke here a few years ago, and she told a story about she had joined Habitat for Humanity and went to with Habitat for Humanity to Africa for 2 weeks and went to do a house building project. And the houses that they were building were for a whole community of people that had been displaced from their village due to civil war. So every single one of those people had family members who had died in that war. They had their homes burned and the property taken from them. One person in the village had enough money to buy a piece of property. So they moved, the whole village moved, and that person split up the property amongst everyone. And together they built a school and they built a church and then they began building houses. And it was done by lottery. They broke it into four segments of the population, and they would do a quarter at a time. Every single person helped build every single one of those houses, regardless of which quadrant and when their house was going to be built, while they lived in tents waiting for their house. We have this need to belong and to be part of and to help and to assist and to contribute. And so here we do that in things like volunteering at Lakewood Community Volunteer Day, and we go out and we paint garage doors and do yard cleanup and things like that. We do that by donating to Undie Sunday and to the Women's Shelter and supporting Sukasa and doing shoes for Souls for Souls and those outreach kinds of things that we do. We also contribute by being of service to each other here, being of service that helps put this church together and this service on every Sunday. We do things like helping set up and helping break down and bringing snacks or being in charge of signing people up to bring snacks. We do it by signing up to do childcare and hosting our fundraisers, by being on the board and by being on our visioning team. Because it takes a village to create what we have here. It takes a village to create this service. It takes a village to create this community. It takes a village to create Living Beyond Limits and the body that that is. Because we are a collective body. We are a collective body of intention. We are a collective body of energy, of vision, of commitment. We are a collective body of hands and feet and hearts that make all of this happen. And so then, our spiritual growth comes from being in community with people, being supported in that community. It comes from being fed while we're here and getting new ideas and tools and things to try on in our lives and encouraged to try those things. Our spiritual growth comes from, yes, the challenges in our lives as we learn to grow through those challenges and leave the lesser behind and step into our greater self and our greater power or love or peace or whatever it is that you're learning. And our spiritual growth happens from giving, giving from our spirit and giving from our enoughness and being of service. And so in honor of our fifth anniversary today, I would like to acknowledge and honor some of the people who are responsible for this lovely and thriving and awesome community. And so I'd actually like to start with our practitioners. And so what I'm going to ask you to do is if I call your name, will you stand up? And I have a lot of people's names to call, so let's wait and we will applaud at the end. So I'm going to start with our practitioners, David Conant and Barbara Conant and Ray Bunch and Carol Borwick. Thank you. And our visioning team, which is David and Barbara and Ray and Lark Zunich and Celeste Williams. And our board or core council is Lark Zunich and Joy Janes, Chris Braunschweiger, David Conant, and Barbara Zunich, who is a non-board member but acts as our secretary. Barbara also is in charge of our guest book and our directory of collecting everyone's names and getting that out to everyone. Every single Sunday, we have a group of people that come and set up the stage and the sound and the lighting and the tables and all of this. And that's those setup people are Ray and Sharon and Bruce Baker, David and Barbara Conant, Jim Dawn, Bob Cruz, and Colleen Lynn. We have a peace call that we do every single week, and the people leading the peace call are Celeste Williams and Carol Borowick, Barbara Conant, and Celeste Haskell. And every single week, the bulletins that you have in your hand are put together by Marty Bunch. And Ray and Marty are also doing our website and do all of that kind of stuff for us. We have, yes, absolutely. We have pre-service singing that is led by Marisha Williams and Terry McDougall, Rich Callen, Jim Dawn, Joy Janes, and Ray Bunch. Stand up and let us acknowledge you. We have had many fundraisers, and so if you hosted a fundraiser, will you please stand up? And we had those who helped organize fundraisers, which are Terry McDougall and Carol Keedstadt and Tina Cruz and Christine Braunschweiger. And of course, we have movie night, Chris, Peggy, and Ogden, and Carol Keedstadt, who's helped set those up. Yvonne McLaughlin has been in charge of doing snacks, and if you've brought snacks, will you please stand up? I see some of you back there that bring snacks and aren't standing up. And if you have helped with breakdown, because every Sunday we take all this down and put it away and pack it up to go to, so if you have participated in breakdown on Sundays, will you please stand up? And if you're a greeter or an usher, will you please stand up? We have had people host classes. Right now, Sauna Elliott is allowing us to hold class at her preschool. Carol Borwick has had us hold them at her house, as has Terry McDougall. Thank you. And, of course, our prayer shawl ministry that is put together by Christine Hutchinson and others who have helped crochet those. And since we have begun, we've had somebody that has been sending out birthday cards to everyone, which is Terry McDougall. Yeah. And I'm going to cry. Whose last day is today? She is moving to Texas next week. And we will miss you so much. And thank you so much for your service to us. And the very last one, if you have supported this center with your financial contributions, will you please stand up? It takes a village, and you see this village that comes together to create this, and how awesome every single one of you are. It's so amazing. And so I thank you, and we thank you. We have been blessed by your presence and blessed by the gift of your spirit and blessed by your talents and your skills and the heart that you bring to this center. Your participation, each one of you, supports every single one of us in our growth, in our unfolding, in our becoming all that we want to be in this world. You all support us in living our best lives ever. And so my invitation to you is to show up. Show up when times are good and show up when you are in struggle, and let us support you. Let us love you up. Show up and sit down with a practitioner and let them pray with you if you are having a challenge in your life. Let us love you and support you and see beyond the limitations that you think you have in your life. Let us see the limitless potential that's inside of you. Let us buoy you with our love and our intentions and our energy and our faith that the infinite is unfolding itself in your life. And as a result, you will absolutely be unfolding your best self. You'll be living a life where you feel like you are thriving, where you experience greater peace and greater connection with yourself and with the world at large and everyone else in the world. You will be having a sense of coming home to yourself, home to your spirit, contributing to the good of this world, the collective good, and bringing that good into this world and making it a better place. And so I thank every single one of you for your participation, for your heart, for your consciousness, for your love for each other, and for being a part of this community. And so blessings to every single one of you on this path. You have to talk into the microphone. Thank you.
And just love you. And thank you.
Thank you. And so we're celebrating our birthday back there today. We have cake. We are also having a little going away for Terry. And Barbara and Lark also are leaving in 3 weeks. And I think they're going to be here 3 more weeks, and they're moving to Arizona. So love them up too, and share your appreciation and your gratitude with them, because you are irreplaceable, all three of you, what you have contributed to this. I can't even begin to tell you how grateful I am. Thank you so much. And so I do invite you. Karen, you want to join me in doing a prayer? I'd like you to invite you to join Karen and I in doing an affirmative prayer. Oh, my goodness, and how good it is to recognize that presence of that infinite one that is right here in this room. That infinite one that is always right where we are, in the light and when we find ourselves in the seeming shadows. That infinite one that expresses itself in all places, at all times, as a boundless good, as love, and as wholeness, and as power, and as truth, as opulence, as connection and oneness, and as this sense of being home in God. For I know we are always home in this one, carried by it, buoyed by it, and that Living Beyond Limits is just simply a manifestation of this one, an outpouring and outpicturing of this divine presence. So here we are also buoyed and lifted and filled and nurtured. And how grateful I am for that. And so I recognize that this presence goes with us at all times and goes before us, making the crooked places straight, making the way smooth and easy. That presence fills our homes, and it fills our hearts, and it fills our lives with a boundless good, harmony in every relationship, clarifying and clarity in every conversation, connection of heart with every single person. For this is the life that we are living, the life of the divine. And how grateful I am to participate in this and to be awake to this fact. And so I give thanks for this, and I pass this prayer.
Fills my heart with so much joy. Each one here, this community as a whole, is an inspiration. It moves me. It is a perfect example of a village. And I absolutely give thanks for being able to witness this and to be a part of this. And so I simply let go. I let God. I know it is all done. And please join me in saying, and so it is.
Thank you.
Thank you.